we control matchups and we can do things that way. And so we'll probably have a couple wrinkles with our lineup moving forward now that we'll have some home games.
I know you're very familiar with Bob Daniels and the way he coaches. And, you know, that was that those two games down there, I noticed he really liked a late change to make sure he had the right matchup that he wanted against you. He won't have that going into this weekend. How much of a benefit against a team like Ferris is that to us?
Well, it's pretty significant, you know, in different coaches, different ways. Like you said, with Coach Daniels, you know, you noticed that it was late, it was deliberate. You know, sometimes it can affect your own player. Like, you know, when I played back with Coach Mason, he was so worried sometimes about a matchup that now you got Sean Horkoff or Mike York, you know, our best players weren't getting on the ice. So, you know, I think coaches can definitely overdo it, and now you're not getting the right players out, you're not getting them a rhythm and things like that. So there's kind of that fine line of as well. But you know, when you got a line coming in like Ferris, you know, their top line accounts for a huge percentage of their offense. So if we can get the matchup we want against those guys and now free up some of our other guys on the other side of that, then you're feeling pretty good about it. It really changes the dynamics of the game, and that's why you see home records the way they are.
Who are our best defensive defensemen right now? I mean, who do we want out there against their best guys offensively?
Well, yeah, I think we're pretty fortunate in that when we go on the road, and even at home, we're not overly worried about it. Like, you know, if we can, if it doesn't take guys out of their you know, the flow of the game, we'll play Watson Sweeney against the other team's top line. And even on the road, like you said, you don't always dictate that, but if you can, we'll do that. But you know, right behind that, Stebs Hanna have you know, Brad Stebner and Shane Hanna have been right in there. They've been Shane's probably underrated for his defensive ability and what he does back there. And then, you know, last weekend, Chris Leibinger and Walker Hyland were playing very well as well. So, there were, you know, it's nice as a coach when you're back there and everybody's playing well, so you're not worried about matchups and who's out there. So, but Watson Sweeney are guys who we've counted on most of the year to try to shut down the opposing team's top line.
Assistant coach Damon Witten is with us on the Mel Pearson Show, filling in for Mel today. If you have a question for Damon, we're going to do that in just a little bit. You can email it to me. Hurry up. DJ@themix93.com. That's DJ@themix93.com. When we come back, we'll talk about questions, and we'll also talk about a few Huskies that were ranked in the scouting midterm. When we come back with more of the Mel Pearson Show, exclusively here on Mix 93 WKMJ.
When you need to dress up for an upcoming interview, wedding, or that special date, don't wait. Come to the Dress for Success Shop, located in the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore. See the largest selection of business apparel in the Keweenaw. Suits, sport coats, dress shirts, ties, slacks, shoes, socks, and belts. Tailoring is available, so stop in the Dress for Success Shop and let them fit you perfectly. Hours are 8 till 5, Monday through Friday, noon till 4, Saturday. The public is always welcome. Stock up this month with these great deals from Bucko's Party Store. In Calumet, all Pepsi 12 packs of cans are 2 for $8 or $4.29 each. All Coke and 7-Up 2 liters are 4 for $5 or $1.59 each. All 6 packs of cans of 12 and 16-ounce beer on sale store-wide. Pick up all your favorite munchies, including pizza deals. Plus, Bucko's accepts the bridge card. Don't forget, if you're hitting the snowmobile trails, Bucko sells snowmobile permits. All sales do not include tax or deposit.
Come on, man.
All right, guys, listen up.
Yes,
now, before you step out into the night, possibly meet the woman of your dreams, I want you to do something for yourselves.
Yep.
Besides putting on deodorant.
Done.
I want you to appoint, elect, designate a driver.
Yeah.
Because great times don't happen without that guy. No, they do not. Because he's the guy to make sure you don't act like an idiot in front of the cute girl staring at you across the room. He's the guy who buys a cold Budweiser, sends it over to her and says it's from you. He's the guy who requests a slow song while you guys are doing the Douglas or whatever you call it in the center of the dance floor. And then, at the end of the best night of your life, he makes sure you get her home safely. As if he hadn't done enough already. So raise high your Budweiser for the hero of the night, the designated driver. Great time to wait.
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Steph from the Wickley Agency. From the moment she was born, I promised to love her, to protect her from all of the monsters under her bed, and to support her and all of her dreams. From the moment she was born, I promised that I would always provide for her, no matter what. That's why I bought life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, to secure her future, no matter what. Do you have the life insurance your family needs? Give us a call at 482-1140 or stop by the Wickley Agency in Hancock.
Hey, we're back with Damon Witten, assistant coach for the Michigan Tech hockey team, filling in on the Mel Pearson show today. And I wanted to make sure we give another shout-out to the three incoming Huskies that were recognized in the NHL Central Scouting Midterm Rankings. Alex Gillies with a good showing of 102, 102nd, I should say. Mason Blacklock, who has got a great hockey name right there, and that's going to work out good for him, 158th. And D'Amico Hanoun, 185. Talk a little bit about these three guys, Coach.
Yeah, sure. Well, it's you know, great notoriety for these guys. They've had great seasons. You know, they joined Dane Burks, who's out in Merritt, was a Pittsburgh draft pick last year, and Jake Jackson, who's in Des Moines of the USHL, was a San Jose draft pick last year. So, you know, it doesn't mean much. It's the easy part to be there and be recognized. Now, you know, the work gets harder, and, you know, the spotlight's on these guys. They know every night there's a target on their back, so they got a ton of work to do. But I think Alex Gillies, Lake Jajar the year before, was the highest ranked draft guy on Central Scouting from the BCHL, and he's a high skill guy. At 3 points last night, watched a little bit of his game online, and you know, great skill, great poise, very good in the power play, so he'll help in those areas for sure. And he's had a good year. I mean, he's missed, I think he may be seventh in the league or so in scoring right now. He missed 7-8 games with Team Canada West, so otherwise he'd be a little bit up at that scoring leaderboard as well. But heck of a player. Mason Blacklock has battled through some injuries here lately. Before Mason got hurt, probably 4 or 5 weeks ago or maybe 6 weeks ago, he was leading the league in scoring, so he started off at the top of the leaderboard, then missed some time, missed Team Canada West with the injury as well, and then it still bothered him a little bit, so he's been in and out of the lineup here a little bit lately, cooled off a little bit because of the injury. But, you know, Mason Blacklock is also Ron Mason's, related to Ron, and so the Mason name comes from Ron Mason there, so some ties that way. And both these guys are going to add a lot to our team. Mason's a big centerman. We lose a little size down the middle, which Ajar's departure, so Mason will help out that way. And then D'Amico Hanoun, another high-end skill. I mean, D'Amico's, you know, maybe the most skilled of the bunch, just a creative, visionary player. Like, he does some things that just wow you in the games. You know, D'Amico's not, because he needs to play a little bit harder, shift in and shift out. He wants to play kind of play more of a skill game than a power forward type game, so D'Amico needs improvement a little bit in those areas. But just his skill, his vision, again, elite power play guy, so you know, a lot of skill coming in those guys. And you know, we talked off the air a little bit, Derek, and Joel Esperance, who will be coming in. We're a little surprised Joel was left off Central Scouting's list. He had a lot of NHL teams have touched base on Joel. Right now I think he's sitting in third in the USHL in goals scored. Draft deadline's coming up in the USHL. My guess is he'll get moved here shortly to go to a playoff contender, which will be great for Joel. So, you know, another guy sitting out there that'll have a chance to get drafted this summer.
Well, it's very interesting, and I think it's a big compliment to what you guys are doing. I mean, like you said, it doesn't mean a whole lot at this point, but it still says something for the guys that you're able to get committed here.
Yeah, it's nice recognition, not only for Michigan Tech, but for what these guys have accomplished. So, you know, we've gone out of it extremely hard the last couple of years, those first couple of years to get it going. This year we've tried to be around the team a little bit more and you know, be with the team and coach the team. Maybe that's a problem, Coach McCault and I around too much or something like that, but... you know, we're excited. You know, we're excited, and I guess everybody's always excited about the recruits. But I think they've done some great things, accomplished a lot. You know, a couple other guys that'll come in, Dylan Stemmen, Mark Ockp, are both in Cedar Rapids, who's a top team in the USHL, and you know, really good players on their team. You know, Evan Anderson has had some injury issues lately as well, but he was a top 10 scorer before missing some games out in Salmon Arm as well. And another big 6'2", 6'3" centerman like Blacklock, like Lesperance, big strong kids, move the puck well, shoot the puck. So we're excited about what the future holds, and but you know what, we're not, we have no patience either. So you know, as excited as we are, we're also losing our minds that we're sitting where we're at and not happy about it, and you know, we're doing everything we can to do something immediately about our fortunes.
All right, Damon Witten is here. Let's get to a couple of questions here for Coach Witten. And again, if you want to hurry up and get one in, we might have time for a DJ at themix93.com. First question today, Damon talks about C.J. Eich and asking him, are there certain type of teams that C.J. Eich's talents show more than other types of teams?
I guess potentially. I think most players are like that. They maybe have more favorable matchups. The one thing with CJ and the way college hockey's played, and all hockey's are called this way with refs, you know, he skates so well that he's a threat against any team. You know, obviously,